My name is Abu Tapper, or I also go by Andrew. I was born in rural northern Ethiopia, a very small town. The nearest road was about 400 kilometers. Growing up in the village, it was quite normal for the most part. You know, I had two loving parents who worked really hard. My dad was a militiaman, right? So he was in charge of a lot of soldiers. My mom was a stay-at-home mom. Everything was going great until my mom got sick of tuberculosis. She died, and after that, my family just fell apart. And my father never returned to, he was in the army. And so me and my brother were just orphans. Essentially, we didn't have anybody to take care of us. Those days were rough. We wandered the streets for maybe a month or so, until one of our family members from the big city, which is called Addis Ababa, he came, he took us. We think that he bribed the orphanage owners. There's about 5.3 million orphans in Ethiopia, and me and my brother were able to skip the line. And then life in the orphanage was great. Played a lot of soccer with a lot of my friends, but I was not there very long. And next thing you know, these two white Canadians came, picked me up. My parents came that summer. It was really cool meeting them, you know. The owners of the orphanage ask you, like, would this work? And for me, I was young, so I was like, okay, I guess it worked. That went by really well. But then I was diagnosed. I didn't pass the screening. I still had a little bit of TB in my lungs, so I wasn't able to get adopted. But my brother was able to get adopted. So we were separated for about 3 months. And that was a very tough time, as you just don't know where your younger brother's at, especially when you've gone through everything with that individual and you've worked really hard to protect him. But then on a random day in September, my dad came to pick me up and he took me to the United States. We flew into New York, which is amazing, you know. Funny thing, on the airplane, we couldn't really talk to each other, right? So we had this interpreter who would, we would talk. I would talk to her and then she would talk to my dad because it was a huge language barrier. And before I went, they shaved my head bald. I think they were worried about lice, you know. They didn't want me to bring anything into the Americas. I came to America looking shiny.